I have spoken so often on Sounds Irish about the show band era that went from about the 1958-59 right through into the, well, early 80s. In fact, there are still some show bands going around, I'm told, but I'd be surprised if there were. But in those days, the show bands used to play in all the big dance halls throughout Ireland. And I mean big, because some of them are huge monstrosities of buildings, and they would hold 3,000 and 4,000 people. And these show bands would go in, and I was part of them, friends. They would go in and they would do all the sort of pop songs of the day to the nearest sound of the actual record that they could. And some of them were very good, and some of them weren't. But the main show bands were really good and very polished. Why I'm getting to this is that I'm going to play for you now Larry Cunningham. Now, Larry Cunningham, first of all, joined a show band, then formed his own band. And he was the Irish singer that would do the Jim Reeves number. And if you listen to Larry singing rightly and the sound was set up right, it was amazing how much he sounded like Jim Reeves. I often heard him live and was really impressed. Unfortunately, Larry's no longer with us, but here's Larry singing a tribute to Jim Reeves.
In Nashville, down in Tennessee, a plane crashed through the trees. And in that fatal air crash was a singing star named Reeves. Now Gentleman Jim was her idol, with a sweet voice soft and low. And one of his first big hits was the tune, "He'll Have to Go." I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
I know that.
Now, Jim, we like your love songs, which we listened to for so long. For we know you live the past in each sentimental song. You gave great feeling to the words in your smooth and dreamy way. Love's message of understanding you left above the plate. I'll forget many things in my lifetime, but my darling, I won't forget you. You didn't forget the lonely ones who seldom have much to say. You made their lives more cheerful in your quiet, compelling way. Memories you rekindled of our dear ones out of sight, when you sang with deep emotion of the friend you missed that night. I'd rather be lonely and wait for you only, sweetheart. How I'd miss you tonight. Now, Jim, we mourn your passing. There was no time for goodbyes. But when that tragic night was over, tears fell from many an eye. We know you wish to say farewell to your family and fans as one. So on your behalf, we say goodbye in the words you once softly sung. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend.
Now, you've got to admit, that was very cleverly done. A very, very nice arrangement, as I say, very cleverly done and very well sung by the late Larry Cunningham there. Tribute to Jim Reeves. OK, it's been a bit slow. Well, now, I think I have Fair Isle folk here somewhere to tell us all about the star of the County Down. Now, this is a far cry from the 78 big scratchy record I had as a child. Well, it wasn't mine. It belonged to one of the nuns at school, and she used to drive us daft on a Sunday night playing John McCormack records. Now, I've upset every John McCormack fan there is. No, that isn't quite the way I meant it. What I meant was this poor old nun used to play this record over and over again. John McCormack singing The Star of the County Down. But you're not getting that. You're getting Fair Isle Folk. That'll set your feet tapping.
Town in the county down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped and I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me with a smile, said he, "'tis the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. Travelled a bit, but I ne'er was hit, since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrendered there to the charms of young Rose McCann. With a heart to let to no tenant, yet did I meet with a shawl or a gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I'd seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Fair Isle Folk and the Star of the County Down. Yes, as I said, a far cry from the John McCormack version. But we might get the copy of that on one of the future Sounds Irish programmes, if I can lay my hands on a good copy of it. But there, the Fair Isle Folk, as I say. Now, we're going to keep it lively, because here's somebody I don't think I've featured ever on all the Sounds Irish programmes since day one. A fiddle player called Charlie Lennon, and he's playing Kate's Fancy.
CGV Productions presents the rich, warm voice of Joe Bollard with his album, Songs I Like to Sing, including well-known songs.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
Songs of a religious nature. And including that great Welsh song, Lavanwy. Songs I Like to Sing by Joe Bollard. Available from iTunes and all other good download retail sites. From TGB Productions. Simply the best.
From Paddy's land, the land of fire and elm, I broke the hearts of all the girls from Wales and Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a war, they raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you why I do. While curds are like an Irish brandy, they broke and blarney tunes me down. It's your rollickin', swollickin', hollickin', bollickin', bell O'Donoghue.
I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy tune. The more she loved that handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll purge her like an Irish man, and be wrong and blarney too, as me amateur Lollygan, Swollygan, Holligan, Holligan, Pell O'Donoghue.
Daughter finally grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to the bell on the hoo.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll purge her like an Irish man, be broke and barely too, be amateur rolling and swallowing and hollowing and hollowing and bell on the hoo. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll purge her like an Irish man, and be broke and barely too, be amateur rolling and swallowing and hollowing and hollowing and bell on the hoo.
Dublin City Ramblers there, telling us all about the bold O'Donoghue. And was he bold? We move on now, and this is a song that was written by Liam Riley. And it tells the story of, well, what's happening in Ireland today and what happened in Ireland in the mid-19th century where, as a result of the famine. In other words, young people are leaving our country. Today, you get the song, sung for us here by Paddy Riley. He paints the scene of the youngsters sitting in the bus station waiting to be brought out to Dublin Airport to travel by plane to Australia, to America, to Canada. And there's a lovely line in the end of this song that says, do remember that those airplanes fly both ways. In other words, they have to come back to Ireland. And here's hoping, and we're all hoping, that someday, and not too far away, a lot of those young people will come back to our country. Paddy Riley and the Flight of Earls.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, ye boys and girls, another bloody flight of earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's Fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look on Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing for to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. But it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu. We've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas, the airways and the trains. But if we see better days, those bigger planes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again. Yes, we'll all be coming back to you again.
Paddy Riley and the Flight of Earls. And please God, all those young people that have had to leave Ireland to go and look for work elsewhere will one day come back to us all back home here in Ireland. Moving it a bit quicker now, because we've got Declan Nerney telling us about a famous Irish highwayman. Brennan was his name. He used to dwell on the moor, and that's why they called him Brennan on the Moor. Declan Nerney telling us all about the story of young Brennan on the Moor. Now, Kirchimaw is in County Mayo, and it's a beautiful little town. Now, Seamus Moore, who normally sings sort of humorous songs, is going to tell us about some wonderful celebrations that are going to take place in Kirchimaw. And that's the name of the town, Kirchimaw, a lovely town. I've been in it quite a few times, and they're lovely, hospitable people over there. This American guy, well, this Irish guy, left and lived in America for long, long years, and now he's coming home to marry his bride in Kirchimaw. There's celebrations at Kirchimaw. And by the way, he talks about Knock. Knock is the airport that's nearest to Kirchimaw. Okay? Okay, Seamus, tell us all about it.
Since I left my home in Kirchimaw so many years ago, it's been my intention that one day I would go back home again and settle down with the girl that I love so. I'll be the proudest man in all the county of my own. I've packed me bags, I'm on me way, I'm happy as can be. The sweetest girl in all the world is waiting there for me. I'm glad to say she's named today, she's got the whole thing planned. She's booked the church, hired a hall and got the finest band. The friends and the relations, they'll be arriving at the station. And all of these from overseas will be flying into Knock. They'll come from near and far, on their bikes and in their cars, for the greatest celebration ever seen in Kirchimaw. The bride will be all dressed in white, I know she looks so cute. and I'd crush a handsome figure in me Yankee three-piece suit. When the ceremony is over, sometime in the afternoon, they'll line the street to see and greet the happy bride and groom. Me friends and relations, they'll be arriving at the station, and all of these from overseas will be flying in tonight. They'll come from near and far, on their bikes and in their cars, for the greatest celebration ever seen in Kilchima. There'll be cocktails for the ladies and Guinness for the men, and we greet the old acquaintances we haven't seen since when. When it comes to making speeches, I'll give them all a shock when they hear the fancy words I've learned since I left Kilchima. Me friends and their relations will be arriving at the station, and all of these from overseas will be flying in tonight. They'll come from near and far, on their bikes and in their cars, for the greatest celebration ever seen in Kilchima. To be the greatest celebration ever seen in Kilchima.
Seamus Moore there telling us all about the celebrations in Kilchimaw. We changed the style again, and it's a bit of country and Irish, and Teresa Rogers, and This Is My Island. And so it is, love.
This is my island, and I call it my land, with its lovely lakes and winding streams, those smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Ardmore, you're always in my dreams. You walk along your peaceful shore on a lovely summer's day to watch those little fishing boats away out in the bay, to sail home on the evening tide the sun sinks in the west. Of all the places I have been, to me you're still the best. This is my island, and I call it smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Ardmore, you're always in my dreams. My memory takes me back to those days so long ago, when I traveled out to Bartonport in the town of Sweet Dunlow, with the Kayleys and the dance halls and the festivals as well. Oh, how I miss those happy days no one can ever tell. This is my island, and I call it my land, with its lovely lakes and winding streams, oh, smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Ardmore, you're always in my dreams. Someday I'm going back again to my little island home. My traveling days are over, and I never more will roam. And I'll live again those happy days in the land that I adore, and never again to leave you, my lovely Ardmore. This is my island, and I call it my land, with its lovely lakes and winding streams, those smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Ardmore, you're always in my dreams. This is my island, and I call it my land, with its lovely lakes and winding streams, those smiling faces, familiar places.
Well, friends, during our promo break, you heard the promotion for my album that I've released on iTunes, Songs I Like to Sing. If you want to purchase the album, of course, you go up on iTunes or on Amazon or any good online retailer and you can have a listen and see what you think. Friends, I'm going to leave you with a track from that album. It's not an Irish song, but there are a number of Irish songs on the album. There's Danny Boy, Raglan Road, Buchalo Nearna, and there's a composition of my own and various other 11 tracks all told. So take a listen, see what you think. This has got to have been the most mixed sounds Irish programme I've done since day one. But I hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks. And I've tried my best to please as many people as I can with the various types and genre of Irish music. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. Take good care of yourselves and don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. Join me on Facebook and, of course, there's Twitter, Joe Blogs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray. And we'll have some fun tweeting. Friends, take good care of yourselves. And until next week, Joe Bollard saying, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me as the sacred past unfolds. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Darling mother, fly across the lonely years. To old home scenes of my childhood, with fond memories appears. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. On life's pathway, I know not what life shall hold. As I wander, hopes grow fonder, precious memories flood my soul. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever fill my soul.